Oh, what a wonderful time it is to be American. I'm so patriotic. Oh, wow. Yes, the future belongs to us. We Americans. Okay, the world sees that we have not kneeled down to the New World Order. And so, once again, like I said, the rest of the world is going to follow suit to what the American people does. Okay? Now, I wish more people around the world would adopt a constitution like ours. Start arming themselves. Because, I mean, we all see what's happening to Australia right now. The fundamental, I'll say it again, I'm pretty sure people are tired of hearing me say this, but the fundamental difference between America and Australia is that we have our guns, which Biden is desperate to steal from us. Okay? Yes, and I stand by my statement here, what I was saying before the break, I didn't really go into it, but yeah, you have places like Norway, you know, you've got these Norwegians. They're proud of their heritage. They're proud to be Norwegian. They want to keep their gene pool Norwegian. Okay, that's pride right there. Okay, they're gonna take on whatever the world has to throw at them and overcome it. Same thing Americans should be doing, even though we're very mixed and diverse. You know, there's no telling what your children are going to be after you get these genetic altering, manipulating shots. No telling what you're going to be, what your children are going to be, what your grandchildren are going to be, if you indeed still have fertility. There's no telling. We all know the government lies. We all know that. Whether we want to admit to it or not, even these shills and mainstream media knows that their government lies. What do they care? They've been paid. So, it's up to us to have the responsibility to make our own medical decisions, okay? Really. It really, I mean, if we haven't learned anything from the Tuskegee experiments, if we haven't learned anything from, you know, World War II, the Nazis experiments, if we hadn't learned anything, you know, we really should have a Nuremberg Trials Part 2. I've been pushing for it, for the chemtrail, the geoengineering. That's the direction I've been going. Now, when people see that all this stuff is related, I think we're getting closer to that point. But we do need to have another Nuremberg trial and have the New World Order on the stand. Okay? We need to have the United States federal government stand trial for its crimes against the people. Now, I've said I'm very optimistic about what's going on, because, again, people are starting to fight back. It's better to fight back against this disease than to be subjugated by an even worse disease, that be the government, or the conglomerations of corporate governments, known as New World Order. Okay? That's the worst disease we could have. It's tyranny. We need to get vaccinated against tyranny, people. No, forget that. We need a natural cure. We need a real cure against tyranny. Unfortunately, I believe that involves a lot of lead, copper, some gunpowder.
Blowing through your ancestors' bones, begging you to do the right thing.
Exactly. So, Yeah, I mean, we still got a lot of work to do, people. We still got a lot of work to do. We're not out the woods yet. I can't say that we're going to have a complete victory because, they're, like, once again, they're those who have ignorantly gotten the shot, got the ouchy fouchies, and I pray, I pray for your genome. I pray for your children. Because as it is right now, dealing with the next generation here, yeah, I'm a gamer. I'm an old fogey, though. I'm one of the original generation of gamers here. And I'm on Steam, going through my friends list, contact list, and you know, shooting people link to either my show or you know, TLBTalk.com. Oh, did somebody hack your account? Are you a bot? This is a virus. Like, if that's what you think, just Google what I said. You don't have to click on the link. Just Google what I sent you so you can see it's real. No, I'm not going to do that. You know, lazy. Lazy. I may be a gamer, but damn it, I'm not lazy. Nor am I intellectually numb or dumb. So that's what we have right now. What happens when we have these, I'm going to call them generation of vaccine babies. Okay, genetically altered babies. What are they going to act like? You know, the government has actually mapped the entire genome, the human genome. Everybody's a little different, but they know what genes are responsible for rebellion. They know what genes are responsible for people wanting to be independent. They know what genes make people submissive and agreeable. I mean, right now, you think it's bad. Wait for the next generation. Wait for these Gen Z's and whatever is going to come after them. Double A's. I'm going to call them double A's because they're going to be like double A batteries fueling the system, more than likely. Powering the system. And there's not going to be any hope for the generation after them. So I really believe it's our time now. It's our time now to get right. It may not seem so critical or so bad just because we're not in gas chambers right now. But verbally, we are. Because it's our decisions right now. We have the option right now to say no to the Nazi pointing a gun at us to tell us to get on the train. We can say no. Or you can be a good little Nazi prisoner. And hail Fauci all you want to. But I know personally, my children's children will not be vaccinated. They will not have a genetic altering substance put into them by anyone within the establishment, whether it's corporate or government. I implore you all to take up that cause too. But I went on a 10-minute rant. Let's get to the next clip because I know we got other stuff to get into.
Dozens of Massachusetts state troopers handing in their badges over the state's vaccine mandate set to kick in on October 17th. With law enforcement already critically understaffed nationwide, is this putting the public in even more danger? Mike Shervin is the president of the State Police Association of Massachusetts and a 25-year veteran of the force, and he joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Sergeant, why are you fed up?
Well, there just hasn't been time to properly roll this program out. We are in the middle of impact bargaining. The deadlines are here upon us, and we don't have the answers that our members need. Those that are seeking medical and religious exemptions have not been told if they're granted, will they be allowed a reasonable alternative to wear a mask and weekly testing. And because of that, they're looking to other places for employment. And the municipal departments within the state of Massachusetts are offering these reasonable alternatives. So it's not an across-the-board mandate. It's only for the executive branch of Massachusetts, which is affecting my membership.
So state troopers are now taking jobs in municipalities where they just get tested and they have to wear masks, right?
That's correct. For the number that that have, for whatever reason, not received their vaccination, they are choosing, and they've submitted their letters of intent. They have not officially resigned, following the policy to notify the department within 30 days of their intent to leave.
How many state troopers are we talking about? What percentage?
I can't give you a percentage right now. We're still within that 30-day window, which was actually changed by the department to allow for 14 days. Mm-hmm. But I'm very comfortable in stating that it's dozens.
How do you feel about these mandates? I mean, you guys have been heroes and have done this successfully for the last 18 months.
This doesn't come down to the feelings for the mandate for us. This is about fair labor practices and making sure that our members that have been on the front lines can remain on the front lines, and years of experience doesn't walk out the door.
And you did file a lawsuit, and what did the judge say?
The judge denied the lawsuit. We were looking for an extension of the executive order mm-hmm. to allow us to continue to impact bargaining.
Here's your governor. This is Charlie Baker.
I think it's critically important for those folks to get vaccinated, which is the reason why we made the decision to require everybody who works in the executive branch.
So this is something that's all over the news, especially here because I'm right below Massachusetts. Massachusetts police are insanely corrupt. They're the ones that kidnapped the Moors, who still have the Moors kidnapped. And I made a post about this, 2 days ago. Said, cops think nothing of throwing black kids in prison for weed, but would never arrest the corrupt politicians giving illegal orders and trying to forcibly inject them. And this guy is saying it's going to be less safe. And I actually do agree. Usually, less cops equals more safety. However, what you're going to have is only order followers. Almost every single police officer in this entire country is nothing more than an order follower and does not have any regard for a constitution whatsoever. And now the people that are not going to take the vaccines, and some of them have already started resigning, then you're going to have even more order followers. But yeah, this is how the cops aren't going to arrest Charlie Baker. They followed every single one of those illegal COVID orders, arrest you if you go to church, lockdown, curfews, checkpoints, everything. But they'll arrest you on the street for some weed. They'll search you. They'll do whatever they want. But they won't stand up to these people. So, sorry. I couldn't help myself there.
Well, I was waiting for you to chime in on it. I was like, this one's going to get to Will.
Yeah.
That's what I thought about when I chose this clip. This is going to get to Will. So, Will, beautifully said. But you got to go even further than that. And see, me, I'm a chess player. I'm always thinking three moves ahead, minimal. So, not only, do we have these people who are quitting because of, Black Lives Matter injustice or vaccine injustice, whatever. These cops that are quitting, they're the ones who are conscientious. Now, what happens when all the corrupt ones stay behind? Yes, it's going to be worse off for the rest of us. But not only that, you're talking about now we have a civilian population of people who know. Add a portion to the civilian population of people who know, and not only just know of corruption, but just know how the system in itself is, in general, generally wrong. So these cops who have quit the force are going to be looked at as, guess what? Domestic terrorists! They're going to go on a list. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Yeah, they're going to be looked at as domestic terrorists. They're going to be looked at as traitors and and you know, people who just abandon their code, and cops will target them, harass them, and effectively, you know, it's sort of like cleaning out the gene pool, okay? Or you know, you got to know who your best dogs are, what your best pedigrees are. You know, these dogs didn't sit down when told to heal, when told to sit. These dogs didn't do it. Mm-mm-mm. But now they're going to have a fresh, strong lineup of dogs that will attack when told to and will sit when told to. Fresh. It's going to be... So, everything's about purity, you know. they got to have the worst of the worst. You know, just like when... they did the 9/11 inside PSYOP job there, okay? Yes, our patriots went over to the Middle East to die. Yes, let's send those good American people out to die so that we can put forth our plans. Because only the cowards are going to stay behind, the psychopaths and the sociopaths and the borderline personalities who don't mind being bullies. Because they're going to get a little bit drunk off the power. You know, like not like they're getting the lion's share of the money, but they're going to get a little high on the power there. And that's enough for those borderline sociopaths, psychopaths. They're the failed psychopaths anyways, okay? The good ones will climb up the ranks. They always do. And they always get to be on the streets patrolling to keep us down. And if they get shot in the line of duty, the establishment does not care. Your dogs to be replaced. So I really hope that's really an awakening that these police officers need to be having. For those who aren't already aware of it and are just happy to go along with the program because they think they're better than you anyways. They think they're better than you and me. And that's just un-American. Yeah. Okay? That's un-American. I have just as many rights as anybody else. So do you. So does everyone. Okay. Equality is going down the chute. Okay, a couple weeks ago, I read the list of things, the list of steps to bring on genocide around the world. Okay, yeah. So, we need to start getting together. We need to start getting together. If there's some police officers who want to quit the force, for those officers who want to quit the force, let me tell you, you better be on the side of people who believe in the Second Amendment. I know you're not going to want to quit the force and go home and you know, you might give up the badge, but you're not going to want to give up your gun. You're not going to want to give it up. You see corruption happen enough to where
we should red flag. We should red flag law all ex cops. Just lock their houses. Oh. I feel abused and tormented. Oh man, take that, idiot.
Well, you know what? All right, well, let's go to the next clip.
Have you noticed all the tyranny happening in the world right now? Authoritarian regimes demanding obedience so they can take over, trying to create two classes of citizens with their passports and mandates, violating all your constitutional rights. And maybe you've been pretending like nothing's happening because you're afraid to speak out. Well, I just want you to know, that's great. It would be wrong to speak out at a time like this. Here's why.
For starters, speaking out means you could lose some people's approval, and that would be really scary for you. That's why you shouldn't do it, because of your fear. And therefore, not speaking out means you'll gain the approval of people who approve of living in fear. Speaking out requires bravery, and nobody respects people who are brave. They only respect those who are agreeable all the time. And if you can stay in line with the agreeability of tyrants, then you know you're doing good work in the world because you're aligned with tyrants. I get it. You don't want to speak out because you're afraid you might lose some things like a job, friends, your status quo. And if you look at tyrannical regimes and how they work, you'll see that by not speaking out in order to protect yourself from losing those things, then eventually you'll lose everything. But who cares? At least you'll still be agreeable. When evil and abuse are happening to people, the heroes of society see it and do nothing. You're a hero who doesn't want to help people to protect your own self-interest. Keep it up. In Vegas, the Clark County Commission voted on and passed a resolution banning free speech. And the White House is telling Facebook what to censor. This is objectively the government taking away your First Amendment right to free speech. And you not speaking out about it now while you have the chance helps create a better world where you can't speak out about it, even if you wanted to. It's all for your protection, right? So of course you wouldn't want to speak out against such helpful protection. In Australia, government soldiers are shooting people with rubber bullets for peacefully protesting against their mandates, and they're forcefully locking people in their homes. Here they've thrown a 74-year-old woman to the ground and are dousing her in pepper spray. Can we all just please agree this is still for our protection? Because if we can agree on that, then we won't have to be inconvenienced by standing up for our rights. The authorities are violating everyone's constitutional rights by, amongst other things, closing businesses, closing churches, and forcing children to cover their faces. And you should continue not speaking up about it, because they don't want you to. It's like the abusers will be implementing a social credit system, and by watching it all happen while you're doing and saying nothing, you're already earning yourself a good social credit score, which keeps you in good standing with the abusers rather than being in good standing with good people. If Hollywood celebrities who will be kicked out of the industry for not following the mainstream narrative are telling you to shut up and follow the mainstream narrative, I think it's a good idea to shut up and follow the mainstream narrative. If someone who's sold their soul for money is telling you to do something because they were paid money to tell you to do that something, then I think it's a good idea for you to do that something. Maybe you're an influencer that doesn't want to disturb their following so you don't risk losing the comfortable life you have. You, of all people, should not be speaking out, because unapologetically standing for what's right might put you at risk of actually earning your audience's respect. Banning people from participating in society isn't an issue you should speak up on, because then they might think you're one of them. So instead, when you look at the days when blacks had less rights, women had no rights, and the Nazis were discriminating against Jews from participating in normal society, you'll want to do your best to believe that this time it's a good idea. And it is a good idea because it's for your protection. The same way whites were protected from blacks and Germans were protected from Jews. So, like that. One day they'll probably make movies about people like you who stood by doing nothing while society was divided and destroyed by authoritarians. So like Schindler's List, they made a movie about a guy who helped save the lives of people who were being discriminated against. But that's not very relatable to you. Wouldn't you rather watch a movie about the people who just shut up and turned in their neighbors? If you did speak out, it might have been cool one day to have your kids and grandkids thank you for fighting for their freedom. But instead, thanks to your willingness to not speak up for their freedom because you're too scared, your kids and grandkids might not ever know what freedom is. Because of you. I think with all that's going on in the world right now, the right thing to do is to just shut up and let it happen. If you've been standing on the sidelines doing nothing, even though things don't quite seem right to you, just keep standing there. Because if something really needs to be done, then someone else will do it. Right?
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. What do you think about that? The sarcasm get the people?
You know, I that was one of his better videos. I actually don't find this guy funny. I think it's like it's too drawn out to be comedic. But this is one of his better videos. And some of them do hit with people. Some of them have to. And the thing is, I'm not a normie. This is good for like a normie. And we need people waking up normie. So I'm not hating on him in any stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying it's not my cup of tea for that. But this was a good video. And we need more people from every angle. Humor, there's different. There's like at least five basic joke approaches, right? There's sarcasm's one of them. We need people from all. This is how we wake up. This is how we defeat the brainwashing through comedy and music. So, although I'm not a huge fan of Awakening with GAP, I am a big fan of what he does in general and waking up all these people. So, and I think we need more people doing it with comedy and music. So, overall, big thumbs up for me.
Okay. All right. I know.
Theo's going to tell us he's Mossad.
I don't know. Theo had some stuff he wanted to talk about today. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say I really enjoy this guy. I love the sarcasm. I watch him quite a lot. He's brilliant. I had to mute my mic earlier because I was laughing so much.
Yeah, well, yeah. I that's why I have to mute myself. Well, it makes it even funnier though. I hear Will laughing over stuff.
Yeah, until very recently, I would mute myself. I have a very annoying laugh, and I do it. But sometimes I'm just like, you know,
that's hilarious.
It's gotta be done because sometimes it'll just be like. For the longest time, it was just me muted, just laughing my head off at crazy stuff that V would say, baby penises or something like that. Or something like that.
Baby penis suckers.
You can go suck a baby penis. And I'd be like, oh, shoot. And so a lot of times I'll swear too, so I'll keep myself on mute. But, oh, man. That I was telling Theo before the show too, it's good to talk about all this stuff. And especially for me, I mean, I dwell on this topic all day, every day, and it's therapeutic to talk about. It also feels really good to laugh too. This is one of my, because I'm a lot of people, the as you can see, like, you know, I'm a snob. You could say it that way, or I like to prefer the way is, you know, I have good taste, but only very few comedians make me laugh, really. And, you know, so. And especially now, there's not that really many good comedians out. There's no funny movies. There's no TV show that's funny that I would watch. So I'm very few and far between. And the people that I do like, I've seen pretty much all their material. So it's like, So when I get to come on the show and joke around, have a good laugh with you guys, people that actually make me laugh, you know, and I like to make myself laugh a little bit too. So it's good, man. And
you're hilarious.
Well, that's the point of what this guy's talking about here is, like, you know, he's telling you to get involved. Don't be a bitch. That's exactly what me and V have been telling you for a long time. Don't be a bitch. Get involved. Do something. And it just goes to, like, I always use it. It's like going to the gym. You don't want to go to the gym. It sucks, right? But that feeling after you leave the gym for the first time, you feel freaking great. And then you get addicted and you want to go more. And then you slowly fall off again, but whatever. But it's activism is like that too. Doing your own podcast, you're making your own music, making your own jokes, it's like that too. Because you feel really good. I mean, just going out to protest for an hour or two, just holding that sign up, you don't know how good that feels. Even though nobody will come sometimes to your protest, just the people that will show up, ask you what's going on. Hey, I guarantee you, if you do that for long enough, you're going to meet at least one new like-minded person a day, at least a day. Even if you're out in the boondocks, you're going to find people beeping and supporting. So the message beyond that video is something I totally, totally get behind. This is so, like I said, you know, sometimes it makes me laugh, sometimes maybe not so much. But the fact that he's doing that and churning out these videos and that's why it's Awakening. It's not Deep Dive with JP, and that's good. We have people for deep dives, and we need people for Awakening. And I'm also starting to share V's optimism because every day we're waking people up. When people don't go back to sleep after they know this, they might hide it, but you can never unknow this stuff. So we just got to keep on chugging along. We need, you know, we need, but more importantly, we need the people that are out there listening and to share. Go to TLBTalk.com and go to our past cast on republicbroadcast.org, donate to TLBTalk.com and share this information so we can get as many people, because it is like a sand through the hourglass days of our lives right now. This is not like infinite play. There's a clock on this, and we do need to wake up as many people as we possibly can, as fast as we can.
Yes, well, tell me talk. Well, our parent company, the Liberty Beacon Media Project, has been getting harassed lately by Facebook. And Roger says we're probably on our last legs as far as Facebook is concerned. He's guessing, I don't know, maybe about a couple weeks, we might be on Facebook. But, you know, that's fine, because I'm actually going to be running the advertising project. And, you know, once the TLB Media Project goes away, well, we're just going to plant TLBTalk.com right onto Facebook, which of course is a different company. They can't do anything about it, and it's actually a rival network. Legally, they can't shut us down, and we're actually going to force them to do our ads, because guess what? We're going to pay them. Oh, I like being a thorn on the side of the system. It's wonderful. yeah, so, you know, it's when you're unable to turn down a few pennies for making somebody else some silver coins, you know, that's something you got to take advantage of. But anyways, I do want people to help us out, though. We really need the help, okay? TLBTalk.com, please visit. Make a friggin' profile. Donate some bucks. Just a few. Make it a habit, you know. Well, we're gonna have levels of memberships as well. I don't quote me on what they're going to be, per se. We haven't got to that point yet. But, well, we're gonna make it to where it's going to be advantageous for you guys to be a part of the revolution. Who doesn't enjoy freedom of speech? Well, besides video game nerds who don't have social lives anyways. it's actually pretty cool. Some of these video game nerds have offered up some of their help as far as any technical developments are concerned, which is really cool. So I'm happy about that. With the bad comes the good, and the good comes the bad. So it's always a mixed bag of nuts. You know what I mean? All right. Well, anyways, I'll stop talking about these nuts. Will, anything else on your agenda?
Go ahead again, V-Star.
I said, do you have anything else on your agenda? Do you have any tabs for us?
Yeah, I definitely got a couple tabs here. All right, let's see. First of all, let's see. Where do I want to start? All right, well, we're talking about police, so let's start about this one. This is out of AP, Associated Press, and ABC News. I'm reading the ABC News headline here. More than half of U.S. killings by police go unreported. Study. Subheadline: a new study highlights a pattern of racism in policing. Authors say, you don't say. And as I talked about on the show, police's own data show racism. Their own reported data shows racism. Shows that they've only solved 4% of major crimes. They don't solve pretty much anything. They also murder the Constitution and 3 people every day. And now there's a new study out that are saying that 3 people every day, maybe 6 people every day. It might be 6,000, 7,000 people a year. A new study on fatal police violence shows more than half of killings by police went unreported in the last 40 years, and that Black Americans...
That's more people that died of actual COVID.
Oh, yeah, if you add all that up. okay, so look. From 1980 to 2019, there were 30,800 deaths from police violence, which is 17,100 more deaths than the NVSS reported, according to the study researchers found. And also keep in mind, police, according to 2 separate studies, are 40% more likely to abuse their partners. So police are also inherently un-American. You read the Constitution, if you read the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers, if you read the writings of our Founding Fathers, they were staunchly adverse to a standing army. Back then, we used to call them redcoats. We didn't have police in this country for several decades after this country was founded. Quite a few decades, almost nearly 100 years. But then some people in the South needed help catching their runaway slaves. And then up in Boston, some rich merchants needed some private thugs to protect them. They didn't feel like paying for themselves, so they said, hey, let's let the taxpayer pay for the protection of our private company. So, It's just getting worse for these idiots. And as you're talking about with the vaccines and all this other stuff, that the police force is just getting worse and stupider. And the police are absolutely out of control. And I do think that the right wing is starting to wake up a little bit, but there's still a bunch of bootlickers out there for sure. What do you guys say about half of not being reported?
You bring up some things that should be discussed. Now, people, you should already know, my thing is psychological warfare. Psychological warfare. Yes, we have the redcoats. So that's why our boys are in blue, right? The boys in blue? Yeah. We're totally not them. You know. We're something totally different. So, even though they are entirely the same, that's supposed to make a disconnect for us, even though it's the same old, same old, same old, same old throughout history, same old, same old. So, yeah, I'm glad you actually brought that up. And, you know, as emergency responders, don't you think we should be able to see them a little bit more clearly? You know, you shouldn't be able to blend in with an urban background wearing blue.
Yeah, they should be wearing yellow or hot pink.
They should,
I'm curious.
They should go back to being what they are, redcoats.
Yeah, they should be, exactly, yeah. You're going to be a redcoat, might as well freaking dress like one. Imperialist scum.
I mean,
oh, man. And so, and this one also, now, I'm not going to be able, I got 3 more tabs that I want for the show, but one of them is so juicy, and I actually want to spend a little more time breaking it down, too, because it makes me think of these other things. But this one's for tomorrow, so guys, I don't know if we're going to be on air tomorrow. We're going to be on, no, probably not, but if not, Monday. So we might have a replay tomorrow, probably, but Monday, it's Rockefellers Have a Message for Joe Manchin, and 3 different Rockefellers, John D. Rockefeller V, Justin Rockefeller, and Valerie Rockefeller, wrote an op-ed for CNN. And it's not like several pages or anything, but it's fairly lengthy. So I wanted to break it down because there's a lot that goes with all that. We've been breaking down different parts, and it's a pretty interesting article. But staying on topic with the police, This is from the New York Times, and I briefly mentioned this, and so I wanted to bring up the actual article because it's something that's typically difficult, or at least was difficult for me to find online. And the headline here from the New York Times is, Capitol Police plan to open field offices outside Washington to track threats to lawmakers. So Capitol Police, D.C. Capitol Police, they're opening field offices outside of Washington to track threats to lawmakers. So it's interesting because Capitol, what does that name mean? Capitol. Oh, yeah, Capitol. And what's the Capitol? It's D.C. Okay, so we just talked about how police are inherently unconstitutional and inherently anti-American. Bad enough that we have to deal with them in the first place. But now you're telling us that the Capitol Police, the federal police, which is supposed to be less than, created by the states, now they're opening new bureaus. July 6th, 2021. So this is going back a little bit. This is a few months ago. But take a look at here, guys. 6 months after a mob of supporters of President Donald J. Trump stormed the Capitol, the United States Capitol Police is planning to expand operations outside Washington in an effort to better protect lawmakers, beginning with the opening of field offices in California and Florida. Tim Barber, a spokesman, said the plan was to open several additional regional offices as the department charged with protecting Congress transformed itself in the aftermath. So they're using the January 6th thing to now open up offices everywhere. Maybe they'll rival the FBI soon. What do you guys think about this? I didn't see this go reported by anybody. Shout out to Titus Frost for the tip on this one. But the people that are 40% more likely to abuse their spouses, only 4% likely of solving a major crime, we're expanding them. We're going to expand them. What do you guys think about that?
You know, the criminals are in charge. The criminals run things. Okay? That's why they had to come up with a whole different class of people. Terrorists. Because, you know, it's those people against the criminals. It's the people who are naturally free, who have not made crimes against others. There's two types of people on this planet. They're free-living people who've not committed crimes against another, or we have criminals, those who fraud and harm the public. Okay, so that's why they had to create this whole different class of people. Terrorists. And just to answer your question, what does capital mean? Capital, it means head. Like you can even use the etymology and the phonetics. Capital, cap, put, till, put it, put up high. Okay, put up tall. That's why you have Capitol Hill. These are the heads. Then we have capital punishment. They cut off your head. Caput. He's kaput. Okay? So, it's, you gotta, I'm glad you bring up these things. It's all psychological. The wording that is used is extremely important when dealing with anything. Like, when I was living in California, the criminal justice system. That's what we had out there. The criminal justice system.
Right. No, yeah, that's what they... I mean, actually, it's funny that you say that because I was driving by a hospital and it said the Rhode Island Hospital Cancer Center. Oh, so this is a center.
Wow.
I mean, it's yeah. kind of funny when you see that. It's just like, I was thinking the same thing, man. It's all of this stuff is out in plain sight at this point. Everything is out in plain sight, but, and what's this too? I see in the chat here, the Spectrum Local News, this teen, what's that, Mikey?
Oh, did I put up there? Did we have one more clip?
Well, there's this thing called Genesio Teen with Autism Surprise After Dedicated Artwork to Vaccination Staff at Dome Arena.
Yeah, that's, can I call you Uncle Fauci?
Oh, that's him. Okay.
He made a drawing. He made a very nice drawing, and he has the autism.
Oh, he has autism.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Were we making fun of a guy that's on the spectrum?
Damn it. Damn it.
Oh, my goodness.
Give us back.
Now I feel bad. Shit, I didn't know. I just couldn't go make it. Oh, man.
Rick.
All right, 9:47 there, Mike.
No, screw him, dude. No, screw him.
No.
Screw your freedom.
Screw him, dude. The guy's garbage. He can go ahead and take a fax machine.
He's on the spectrum.
Yeah, he's on the spectrum, all right. The boy needs a damn... He needs a new cord. Shut up. Got autism. Oh, yeah, back in my day, I called that when I had a bad day at school, and I was having trouble paying attention, and I didn't like what people were saying to me, dude. Ooh, I didn't get diagnosed at the therapist because...
I
go to the therapist when the judge orders me. Yeah. I take classes when they're court ordered. Yeah.
There are definitely some people. No, look. I know you're joking, but don't be. Look, the people with autism, man, they got. They got things they got to deal with.
All right, but hey, yeah. when your garbage ass municipality parades you around, puts you on, you know, you can't find his stupid little song on the internet. You know why? Probably because it got wrecked so hard that everybody was like, "Oh gosh, we got to take it down." But now they're coming back with the, well, you know, we'll keep up the where he drew a picture. Yeah, man.
See, I blame the parents.
I knew the quiet kid in school who could draw like the mural. Of, you know, mega detail is, you know, his name was Picasso or Dali. Yeah, and half of these people, that kid, look, if he wasn't diagnosed with autism, he'd probably be the one diddling the damn second grader when he's in sixth grade. And then they're like, yeah.
Mike, you're getting real, Mike.
Getting real up in here because you know what? I could go get an autistic diagnosis. Right now.
That's true.
Now.
So
Why am I here, dude? I would not be here if I wasn't some autistic spectrum dweller, dude. Get out of here.
Okay, look, dude.
I'm not gonna make fun of some kid to his face. I'm not gonna make fun of some kid to his face. But hey, you wanna see bum fights? How about autistic kid fights, dude? I'll go up on it, I'll take anybody. Let's go. And that's probably why I haven't got my face smashed in 50 times in my life, because kids are probably like, that's Mike, man. He's kind of dumb.
Mike?
He's smart, but he's dumb.
Mike, do you know who started bunk fights?
Wasn't it the same guy that started Girls Gone Wild? I don't know. I'm
just throwing something out there. Nope. Me, well, let me rephrase this. A friend of mine, growing up, we used to get into things, and he had this thing about cameras and whatnot, and yeah, we used to do all sorts of crazy stuff. We reenacted Office Space scene where you know, you destroyed the printers and stuff. We had old TVs and monitors. We recreate that scene, did that sort of stuff. We dressed up in costumes. Didn't you hear about us on the news? Guys in a truck going around in a gorilla suit passing out bananas to everybody April Fool's Day? Yeah, that was us. We went to a car dealership, put bananas in a bunch of the car exhaust pipes. We went to different restaurants. We took turns in the girls' suit. We took turns. And we went all over Austin. Just, you know, yeah, we we paid some bums to get into altercation with each other. This was before Girls Gone Wild guy.
I thought you looked familiar. I've probably seen some gorilla video of you in a gorilla suit starting a bum fight. Thanks, B. That's why we can't have nice things.
All right, let me just say this.
Hey, I was a kid. I was a kid, all right?
Let me just say this. There are people, that, yeah, like, could anybody walk in and get that diagnosis? Yes. But
oh, yeah.
There is a spectrum. There are people that are on the other end of that spectrum. And yeah, do they have benefits as well too? But they definitely have their struggles that they have to endure for sure.
Yeah, man, I know all about it. I'm not even kidding. I mean, we grew up, man.
Imagine having a disease that makes you want to ride Fauci's lap.
That's the same thing as Greta Thunberg is going through. Your parents are brainwashed. Their parents are brainwashed, and they take it out on these poor autistic kids, and they force them to be the. It's just like the cheer mom that never made it as a cheerleader, or the guy that was a third string quarterback and puts all his hopes in his son. They could never be social justice warriors, so they brainwash their kids into being. It's just like the amazing. What's that, this like 10-year-old drag queen, the amazing Damien or something. What's the kid's name? The amazing Daryl.
Damien.
What's
something
his name?
Like, I think it's Damien, isn't it?
Oh, let me look it up, man. I know all about this. They don't put it out there anymore because it didn't work out.
I mean, it's bad enough that they're putting these people in beauty pageants.
It's Desmond.
Desmond.
I knew it was a D.
Yeah, had to be with a D.
Oh, the amazing D. Oh, man.
Amazing D to the Esmond. These people, man. Dude, I went to school, you know. You had the kid in the Boy Scouts. You know, you had the family that was well-established. They had the child. And, they got in trouble getting naked with, another kid, you know, and, the, you know, things.
Yeah.
Jerking
off in the middle of class.
Just because
they
get caught. Yeah, you know, most of us probably get away with this garbage if you even attempt it. Yeah, and the kid that's not quite all there, yeah, you know, he has a little bit of a problem. This is ridiculous, man. These people, you're gonna put this right in front and center. You're gonna catch anti-aircraft artillery, dude. People are going to come at you. You ain't gonna fly in to my airspace and tell me that I gotta take your piss on my head. No, it ain't happening, dude. It ain't happening.
It ain't happening.
I do agree with you there. There's gonna be. It's just like Rebecca Black Friday. She can't. It's gonna be.
Oh my God! You gotta bring that back. Leave that girl alone. Oh my God.
Leave Brittany alone. I like that guy. My girl watches that guy. He's still hot. The leave Brittany alone guy. He's cool.
The ability that song gave me to annoy my friends. I'm forever grateful to that girl. Thank you. yeah, no, that was a weapon. That you went to again. I'm into psychological warfare. Damn it, that was a weapon.
That is definitely psychological warfare for sure.
Yeah, just like how the military was, the U.S. military was going off to Afghanistan with the Humvees and the giant speakers playing death metal. I mean, Luciferian hell metal, okay? Not like your regular rock. Playing the most evil stuff they could find and just blasting it. Yeah, psychological warfare. Look it up, people. You think I'm lying? Oh,
what's the real metal called? The like the hardest of the metal. There's the it's like it's way up there on something. Oh, what is it? The man, I heard about it back in the day here in Austin, but now it's like now all I got is that what did I play for y'all that one time? The is it like stoner metal or something? It was pretty good.
Yeah.
The ultimate metal music.
Well, I know for me, nothing got more evil than Slipknot, so I don't know.
Wow.
But anyways.
Such a noob.
Nah, come on. If you're 5'5", then I'm 6'6". Yeah, I don't know. You know, somebody's going to make a compilation of me out of context. Compilation is going to be funny. But anyways, I do this all the time. Half for the show this evening, I do believe. Yeah. Guys, make a profile on TLBTalking.com. I want you there. Show up. Make a profile, make a group. Let yourself be known. Let yourself be heard. Share some truth. Enlighten somebody, all right? Yes, yes, yes. This has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And I, of course, am your host, V. And just remember, guys, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So please, educate yourself.
Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Say hello to my little friend!
Conan! What is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and you hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good.
That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
True winner.
And I get the green light from Mom.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.